Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The most fun that you can have in Southern California is not going to the Hollywood sign, it's not going to the beach, it's not even going to Disneyland. In fact, the real happiest place on earth is the Marketing Impact Academy live event, which is happening on October 14th through the 16th here in beautiful, sunny Southern California. You can attend a weekend of some of the most valuable business building education you are ever going to learn, as well as have the most fun weekend of your life having dance parties with all of Team Johnson and all of the experts who we are bringing on to speak to you and teach and train you. And you can attend by visiting shaleen.com/live. Prices are currently, at the time that you're hearing this, more than 50% off, but that is going to change very soon. So again, visit shaleen.com/live. And let me say, I am so hyped to see you in person on October 14th through the 16th here in Southern California. Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I want to talk to you about the bread and butter of most online businesses, which is email marketing. Email marketing is something that you might think is dead. You might think it's unimportant. You might think it's a thing of the past. But in a lot of ways, and with a lot of statistics that I'm going to share with you today, I'm going to hopefully prove that it's not a thing of the past. It's not dead. And it's absolutely crucial for your online business. Even if, and hear me right now, even if you don't have an online business, even if you're just a creator or an influencer, just someone with a lot of followers, having an email list is crucial. So I'm going to cut to the chase right now. And before we even get into this podcast, I'm going to go for the jugular and tell you, you need an email list. You need to stop putting it off. You need to stop waiting and saying, oh, I'll get to it. It's not really that important. I'll do it eventually. It's time to build an email list. And if you have an email list that you've been neglecting, that you haven't been consistent with, that you haven't been promoting or growing or emailing, well, then now is the time to double down. This is a sign. You are listening to this episode right now because you needed a little bit of a kick in the butt. You needed a little bit of a spark plug to remind you that email marketing is valuable, it's essential, and it's not an opportunity that should be wasted. Here are some statistics for you. 99% of email users check their email inbox daily, at least once a day. 99%. I mean, that's crazy. Nothing is 99% these days, but 99% of email users, 99% of people who have an email address check their inbox at least once a day. That's wild. Here's another statistic for you. 1 out of 5 Americans, so 20% of Americans, check their email inbox more than 5 times a day. That means they're checking it every couple of hours. Here's another statistic for you. For every dollar that is spent on email marketing, the average return on investment is $42. These statistics alone should convince you that email marketing is here to stay. And these aren't 2012 statistics. These are 2022 statistics. These are fresh new data. This isn't your grandma's email marketing campaign. This is the modern email marketing campaign. Here are some other things to consider. If you're an influencer or a creator and you're like, I don't have a course to sell. I'm not trying to promote my new sale. I don't even have a product, Brock. Why should I have an email list? Because when brands and companies are looking for influencers to work with, they oftentimes will pay you an additional fee in order to promote their brand or service to your email list. Because they recognize that, yes, your followers have value, but your email list subscribers have even more value. Myself, recently, I've worked with a few companies who have specifically asked, Brock, how many subscribers do you have? What's your average email open rate? How many people on average click when you put a link in your emails? And then because I was able to share all of that information with them, and because I even had an email list to begin with, they're now offering me an additional fee to send an email to my email list on top of the fee that they're already going to pay me for sharing a reel and some Instagram stories over on my IG account. So that's powerful. If you're a creator or an influencer, every little bit counts. And we often talk about omnichannel presence. You know, we talk about showing up on TikTok, YouTube, YouTube Shorts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all these different platforms. And your email list is absolutely one of those platforms where omnichannel presence is important. Where do you start with an email list? Well, you need an email list provider, essentially a software, a service that can collect people's email addresses for you and then allow you to send emails to those people. Some of them are more or less complex. Some of them offer super advanced analytics and demographics, and some of them are super basic, where essentially all that you can really offer is collecting of an email and then sending emails to that email address. Some of the favorites that I have personally worked with in the past are MailChimp and Kajabi. Salesforce is also a super popular option. And according to a quick Google search, one of the best for solo entrepreneurs is called Freshworks with an S at the end. So do your own research, figure out which one of those is right for you. These aren't sponsored, these aren't advertisements. These are just some that I've worked with in the past that you might want to check out and compare the price options and the different features to figure out what's best for you in your business. But then ultimately, don't split hairs, just pick one. Pick one and then begin promoting your email list. The easiest way to promote an email list is probably through a freemium. That's where you essentially are offering people a free download, a free guide, basically something for free in exchange for their email. The payment, so to speak, is their email address. They're trading you their email address for this free offer. That's usually the most common and the easiest way to get people to sign up for an email list. But if you already have a list of loyal subscribers or you already have a lot of followers who are really plugged into your Twitter or your Instagram or your TikTok, you can oftentimes just directly promote an email list. We live in a day and age where a lot of people know what an email list is and a lot of people recognize the value in an email list. So sometimes I'll go on my Instagram stories and just be like, hey, if you're not on my email list, I'm sending out a very helpful tip about Instagram Reels tomorrow. So make sure you get on my email list right now. And then I'll post up the link to join my email list. And that might not be the most sophisticated marketing campaign, but it does its job to get some new people on my email list. Again, like I said earlier, don't wait. When you finish listening to this podcast, this is your homework. Download or select or purchase an email list provider and just start setting it up. I'm not saying you have to send your first email tonight. I'm not saying you have to launch and open up your email list right now, but at least get the ball rolling in the right direction. And one of the really cool things about an email list is that people stay subscribed for much longer than they do on average an Instagram profile or a TikTok account. It's very typical, it's very normal to lose followers all the time on Instagram. Similarly, it's very normal to lose followers or lose subscribers on YouTube or TikTok. But on an email list, typically for every email that you send, the unsubscribe rate is usually only around 1%. Additionally, if you are not sending emails, the likelihood that someone is unsubscribing from your email list is very, very low. Because unlike social media, where people can visit your profile and unfollow you at any time, of course, the only way that someone could unsubscribe from your email list without getting a new email is scrolling back specifically to look for one of your old emails just to unsubscribe, which is a lot of effort that not a lot of people are putting in. And so all of that to just say, when you start growing an email list, it's harder to lose those subscribers. When someone signs up for your email list, unless you spam them or bombard them, or unless they specifically become uninterested, they're most likely going to stay as an email list subscriber. And so that's another reason why you might as well just get started. Even if you only add a couple new email list subscribers every single month, 3 or 4 years from now, you'll have a couple hundred subscribers more than if you hadn't started today. So I really want to just encourage you, in case you haven't gotten the message already, to get started with your email list. Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you, Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week. with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers. Start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. One of the best things that my mom ever did for me in terms of the business world is almost forcing me to start an email list when I was a freshman in college. This was way back in 2016. This is way back when I was launching my first ever business, Unwrap Snap, How to Become a Ninja Parent and Keep Your Teen Safe on Snapchat, which no, it's not available anymore. But when I launched that business, my mom was very adamant that I set up my email list services and that I set up my email marketing campaigns and my opt-in funnels so that I could start collecting these emails. Because now I sit here 6 or 7 years later with thousands and thousands of people on my email list. Some who have been on my email list for quite literally 6 or 7 years now. All right, so let's say you got the message. You understand, you're like, Brock, I got you. I'm a little bit scared, but I'm gonna start my email list. Or maybe you're listening and so far you're like, Brock, I'm ahead of the curve because I already have an email list, but also I've kind of been neglecting them recently. Let me start by saying, I hear ya. I was neglecting my email list for quite a few months. When I was traveling around the country in our Airstream trailer, which for those of you who don't know, I spent about 6 months traveling in the United States with my fiance Taylor and our two dogs. And during that time, I neglected my email list. I stopped emailing them. I stopped contacting them. I stopped promoting my email list and it just kind of grew stagnant. It was something I put on the back burner and it very quickly fell off the back burner altogether and I just forgot it existed. But a few months back, I received some really powerful emails myself. And it was kind of like looking in a mirror. I was like, wow, these are some great email marketing campaigns that are working on me as the consumer. So me as the creator needs to get back into creating some emails and just reaching out to my list. But something that was a barrier for me is that I don't enjoy writing long form content. I love making quick videos. I like making long form podcasts, but I don't like typing out long emails. In my brain, it's the same thing as like writing an essay in school. I just don't want to do it. So I started thinking about that and I was like, so I don't like writing long emails and I know that I don't like reading long emails and I know that people don't like reading long captions, generally speaking, on Instagram. They'd rather watch a short video or read a tweet or whatever. And so I just started by emailing my list. This was the first email that I had sent out in a really long time and I just asked them, in about 2 or 3 sentences, what kind of emails do you prefer to receive? Do you prefer long, lengthy, educational, value-packed emails? Or do you want short, brief reminders directly to the point, 5 sentences or less? And I asked my audience, my email list, to respond and let me know their thoughts. And about 85 to 90% of respondents specifically said that they prefer short and sweet, punchy, directly to the point emails. And so this was a breath of fresh air to me because now that meant that I could reach out to my email list, re-engage them, serve them, and do all of that without having to spend hours and hours writing these long emails that just felt inorganic, inauthentic, and unnatural for me. Also, that email that I sent them asking them to specifically respond was great for getting them re-engaged because not only was I sending them an email, not only were they opening that email, they were actually responding. and this is going to blow some people's minds, but there is a little bit of an algorithm for email marketing. It's not as heavily in control of your content as something like, you know, an Instagram algorithm or the TikTok algorithm, but there is a little bit of an algorithm for emails. The algorithm basically just exists to determine what is spam, what is important, what should go to the main inbox, what should go to junk mail, what should we automatically block. And when the email provider sees that the email user is not only opening, but also responding to an email from your company, well, then the next time your company sends that person an email, well, then that is more likely to show up in their inbox and possibly even be marked as important by their email provider. So that was a really powerful re-engagement campaign. Some other things that I want you to consider when you are creating your email list and starting to re-engage or possibly engage for the first time with your subscribers is give them control. Give them control over the frequency. One of the questions that always comes up when we're talking about email marketing is, how often should I send an email? Generally speaking, the average business sends 1 to 2 a week, and myself, I personally send 1 to 2 a week. But if you can give your subscribers control over frequency, that's powerful. That's a feature that not every email marketing service offers, not every CRM, as it's called, offers that. But if you can control the frequency and split it for different audience members, that can be powerful. Because some people want to receive 1 a week, some want 2 a week. Some want an email every single day, and some only want an email once a month. So if you give your subscribers the option to control the frequency of emails that they are receiving, they are more likely to open them, read them, and thus your email list is more likely to be that much more valuable for you. Other things that you can give your subscribers control over is re-opt-in campaigns. I saw this one recently and it was really cool. I subscribe to this financial guy's email list and he sends out tips and advice every single week. And then one time he sent out an email that said, "Hey, I'm about to begin promoting some course that he was launching. If you already know that you are not interested at all and you just want to continue receiving free tips from me, click here and you won't receive another email about the course." And I really appreciated that. And you might think, well, but Brock, all those people, they didn't even get the opportunity to see his sales pitch. And while that is true, I bet his open rates and his click-through rates were even higher on all the rest of his emails because the people who hadn't clicked to not see the emails, aka the people who were going to see the promotional emails, those people were already pre-qualified as potential customers, and thus they were that much more likely to click, to open, and to purchase. So when you give your subscribers control, when you allow them to really customize their email experience, you are going to have a better subscriber list. The last topic that I want to touch on before we wrap up this episode is, what the heck are you even supposed to email people about? Here's my advice. Email people what you're already posting on social media. Take your best tweets, your best Facebook posts, your best YouTube videos, your best original audio reels, or even heck, your best captions on your Instagram feed and repurpose those into emails. I do this all the time. I look back at, what was my best carousel that I posted a few months ago? What tweet of mine has gotten the most retweets recently? What YouTube video is getting the most engagement and the longest view time? And then I just turn that content into an email. I can either transcribe the video and just use the transcription. I can take the tweet word for word and maybe just expand upon it and make it a little bit longer for the email. I could sometimes even just take the caption right off of Instagram, copy and paste it right into an email. As long as there aren't any specific words like, "Don't forget to like this post," it would make sense as an email and it would be just as valuable. And we already know that so many of our followers aren't seeing our social media posts, so we might as well try to get their attention and try to serve them via our email list as well. Oh, okay. I lied earlier when I said one last thing. This is the real last thing I wanted to bring up. Lead with service. Lead with service. So many people treat their email list as just an ongoing, never-ending advertisement. And when you do that, people get drained, they get overwhelmed, they stop opening your emails, they block your email address, or they unsubscribe from your list, and none of those things are good. So instead of being a constant promotional advertisement, treat your email marketing just like you would your social media. Provide value, educate, serve, storytell, inspire, motivate, share some humor, share some personal things from your life, update people on what's going on, teach, all of those things, offer free resources and advice and tips. Then, when it comes time to sell or promote or offer, your audience is going to be ready. They're going to trust you. They're going to like you. They're going to open your email and they're likely going to click on that link as well. And in case you want to sign up for my email list, which I recognize a lot of our Build Your Tribe subscribers are not signed up for, you can visit emailbrock.com. There should be a link down in the description and below. But again, that website is just emailbrock.com. And you can sign up to receive my emails on my email list. And I'll tell you, I rarely sell to my email list. I can't even remember the last time I promoted or sold something to my email list. I'm always just offering free advice, free tips, and free coaching via email about 1 to 2 per week. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.